Honey, we need to chat.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back to Honey, We Need to Chat.
Welcome.
This is our first chit-chat episode, babe.
Mm.
Took us probably an hour and a half to get this set up.
My tea's cold.
Your tea is cold. So is mine.
Mm. But we're getting there. We're upgrading. There. We've got these new fancy mic stands, so now I don't need to hold it onto my... And I can just chat. I had to hold it and it was very awkward, like where I was holding it.
Okay.
My hands were getting sweaty and...
That's not where we're holding it. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting slightly faster,
mm.
but also longer because we've got more complicated equipment now. But we'll get there. Anyway, welcome back to Honey, We Need to Chat. We wanted to do our first ever chit-chat episode.
I inhaled my tea. Welcome to chit-chat.
Chit-chat with Amy and Blair.
Yay.
Chit-chat, we thought we would make short episodes to kind of sit in between our full-length episodes that kind of give us an opportunity to chat about what we are
chatting
processing,
about.
Communicating through. That's what the whole purpose of this podcast is to highlight the importance of communication. And as we said in our first episode, that is mostly for our own journey as well as, you know, helping anybody else. So we thought these opportunities, these chit-chat episodes might be really good opportunities to just talk about whatever's been on our minds, whatever is kind of on the table at the moment or things we've worked through previously. Also have a little bit of fun and just have a shorter episode for the in-between times to suit everybody's needs. So welcome.
Welcome to this time.
One. And you are going to start us off with some icebreakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I wrote these down on my phone and I'm using my phone to film. And so I'm going to try and remember them. And what Amy and I love to do, we love to go through a bunch of questions. I remember when we were we married and we did the 100 and something?
No, it was before. We were engaged. Or we were dating.
Yeah. We went through like there's these 100 and something questions we went through together. And it was so fun. It was just sparks conversation and helped us get to know each other. Mm. Then that evolved into would you rathers.
Yeah.
I don't know why we enjoy that so much, but we do.
I think because they're outrageous scenarios that you'd never have to actually face, but they're kind of funny to think about.
All right. So would you rather, would you rather fingers of the length of your legs or legs the length of your fingers?
Did you make this one up?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Definitely fingers the length of my legs.
Why is that?
Because if I had legs the length of my fingers, I would not be getting anywhere very fast.
Yeah, that'd be inconvenient.
It'd be very unfortunate to have fingers the length of your legs. But I think you could make it work. In fact, you could just end up like a spider where you walk on your fingers your legs.
I didn't say as thin as your legs. As thin as your fingers.
No, I was picturing
I was picturing
as thin as fingers.
No, as legs.
I was picturing legs as fingers, which would be very unfortunate.
I just don't think you would have enough room to move your legs.
I think I changed my answer because then you wouldn't be able to do anything with your hands. I'd rather have functioning hands than functioning legs.
Well, again, it's length. It's not thickness. So you'd still be able to function.
Not thickness. Yeah.
No, it's just length. So you'll just be like...
I don't know. Now I'm in two minds. What would you prefer?
I think now that like I've pictured... Well, I think either way I was going to say fingers, but even more so I would like legs the length of... No, my fingers the length of legs because... Oh, this is getting confusing now. But now I'm picturing these little stumps, like these thick legs, but only the length... That's how much.
Yeah, I know.
And now that I'm picturing that, I'm like, no, because that would be...
But... Picture trying to achieve anything.
Yeah, you just do it from
the
far.
Length of legs.
You just do it from far.
But there's an element of needing your palm, right?
You still give high fives? Things.
Yeah.
It'd be different.
I mean, we'd make it work either way.
Next one. Would you rather always talk like a robot or always dance while walking?
Always dance while walking.
Why?
Because talking like a robot would just be, I don't know. But people can have a lot of, if you're dancing while you're walking, you're just a cool, relaxed, confident person.
You're not.
You are.
I don't know. I think I'd always like to talk like a robot because you don't always have to talk. And like you could whisper. Who doesn't always have to be loud. Have to talk? You didn't have to, like, I mean, you could, there's moments, like, if I walk across a room or dance across a room, it's going to be a lot more obvious for everyone if I whisper in a robot voice.
Yeah, but people would just get to know you as the dancing guy.
Yeah, but what about all those that don't know you?
They'll be like, that guy's got, like, a lot of confidence.
Yeah, maybe.
But then if they hear you talk, they'll be like, that guy's kind of weird. There's something wrong
with
him.
No, I think it'd be the other way around. No, not the other way. Not that I would have confidence in me talking like a robot, but I reckon you get more looks and stuff by you dancing.
Yeah, but the right kind of looks.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Would you rather fight a duck the size of a horse or 100 horses the size of a ducks?
Oh, 100 horses the size of ducks.
I feel like a duck the size of a horse is death.
Yeah.
Ducks are crazy.
Yeah. Massive mouth. Massive mouth.
Yeah. And scratchies.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Would you rather always have to enter rooms by announcing your arrival in song or only be able to communicate in rhymes? I feel like I already announce myself in song when I enter a room.
Yeah. Almost.
So that one.
Yeah. I think so too, because you don't have to enter a room that often.
Yeah. All right, that's what we do. That's fun facts.
Yeah.
Fun facts. Fun choices for Would You Rather.
There we go.
Another one.
Now you just know us a little bit better in ways that will never matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if ever there's a time where you see us dancing around, you'll know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Or with massive long fingers, there'll be no question.
None.
Yeah. Well, that's our ice-breaking segment of the episode. Now to the chit-chat.
Let's chat.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and you can email us.
The tube.
At honeyweneedtochat on all platforms. honeyweneedtochat@gmail.com is our email address. You can contact us and submit questions. You can submit your stories. You can give us suggestions, constructive advice.
Outfit advice, if you're on YouTube, I need it. Please
be
help.
Be gentle, please. Thank you. Yes, please email us, follow us, like, subscribe. And we would also love for you guys to share this podcast because our whole heart behind this is to create a community that is passionate about communication, basically.
Mm, and growing our relationships.
Exactly. Yeah. So please like, subscribe, share, all of those special things. Thank you. There's not tons planned for today other than just to kind of explain a little bit more about, I guess, the heart behind what we're doing and where we are at.
Mm.
So we mentioned in our first episode a concept that we'd heard that was very profound for us and that we probably will mention over and over, which is basically that when communication dies, other things die, or when communication stops, things go bad. And you can play that out in any area, but relationship is a huge one of those things. You can see it on grand scheme. You can see it in, you know, countries fighting each other. When communication dies in that way, countries fight each other. And you can see it on the smaller scale, which is when communication dies between, you know, friendship, relationship, marriage, whatever. That's when rifts start to happen. And I think that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
As we've said before, communication is something that we're very intentional about and we're very passionate about. And I think a lot of the stories that we're going to talk about on this podcast, you'll probably see where communication slowly went awry. And we obviously won't have the context for a lot of those situations. It's easy for us from this perspective to say, oh, communication stopped happening there when we're not in the middle of those emotions in that context. But it is kind of really helpful to see it from that removed lens sometimes to reflect on what's happening for these couples, these stories that we're reading about, these questions that will get written in and discuss, because I think it helps us strengthen our kind of arsenal of pre-workshopped ideas and topics and that kind of thing. And one thing that we did before we got married, which was extremely valuable, was premarital counseling. And like Blair said, we actually already had been doing quite a few intentional communication exercises as a dating couple, even before we were engaged. We went through a list of 100, I think it was 101 or 100 questions to ask before you get married. We read a book that was 10 things I wish I knew before I got married. And we'd done the 5 love languages. And then we also did this premarital counseling with a woman from our church and a couple other couples. And it was And that included a personality test, or not a personality test. It included a test, which asked a lot about like family of origin and preferences and lifestyle expectations and that kind of thing. And then we discussed it with the counselor, and it was really helpful and really cool, I think, to start our marriage out on that foot, having communication be a part of it.
I think one of the big things as well is that why these things were cool is because we weren't naturally in those scenarios, so we wouldn't have naturally had those conversations. So when we had more difficult conversations, we'd already had practice in other conversations that were already pre-made and whatever else for us. And that's kind of sparked the idea of doing what we're doing now. So going through these other topics, it's preparing us to have our conversations.
Yeah.
Like we're discussing other scenarios that we're not in, so that, not that we'll be in those scenarios, but it's conversation, communication is something you work on, and that's what we're trying to do.
Like you said, I think in one of the earlier episodes, it's like a muscle. It's like exercise. Yeah. The more you exercise, the stronger your muscles are, the stronger your mental muscle is as well in that way. And so it's sort of the same kind of thing. Exercising these muscles so that we can continue to strengthen that part of our relationship, so that when the tough conversations happen, which they do, we'll just be a little bit more prepared. And that's not to say that when we have tough conversations, we communicate great the first time, because, you know, there's many times where we haven't. The first instance in that emotion hasn't been a super easy.
And we'll go away and we'll come back.
We'll go away and come back, exactly.
The coming back is a really important part of, like, and there's always apologies for the first reaction, but I feel like a lot of times the first reactions are really important, because then we go away, we reflect, why am I feeling what I feel? And what we always try and do is put ourselves in each other's position of like, all right, so what, why did you react that way? And try and think of that deeper level, because there's always that deeper level of a reaction. It's never just like what you see is what you get. There's always a deeper level, and trying to draw that out is really important. And that's why we walk away, come back. But coming back is an important part.
Early on we realized that, and we've, again, we've discussed this and we will over and over again, but that we worked very differently, and that at different times and in different situations, one or the other of us needed more time. So especially if, for example, I was the one that had raised something, you know, I would have been sitting there thinking about it, processing it internally, getting ready to raise it. And then I just raise it. You're not on the same level. Like, you're not prepared to have that conversation because it's something I've just brought up. And so you need time to process that and then come back to it and workshop it. And same for me, like, if, especially, you know, some, cause I am an internal processor, I do need that time to work through things, and I can find it hard to try and give an answer in the moment. And so that was a really, really beneficial lesson for us to learn.
I think it's funny, like, you know, I remember that moment, and I mentioned it to you briefly today. I remember the moment when we realized how different we were. In terms of processing and stuff. And I think that was like just a trigger, well, not a trigger, but like a light bulb moment of, this isn't going to be just a conversation that we need to have. We need to work out how to have the conversation. I don't know if that makes sense, but I remember really clear. So we were dating or engaged. I must have been dating. And we went for a drive. It was raining. It was a stormy night.
I do not remember the story at all.
I remember it was raining, and we were driving around. I don't remember what the conversation was, and you were getting really upset with me because I wasn't communicating, and because it was a tense conversation. And your issue was, the part where you were getting frustrated over was because I always talk. And so this was a, So in your head, you're like, well, why aren't you talking? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't have that answer, because that was what was really cool. Like, this whole process wasn't just a matter of how do we communicate. It was actually helpful for us individually to understand how I communicate, you know, like for me, for myself. Like, I didn't know that I go quiet in those moments and I'm internally processing, because every other time I'm an external processor. So I just remember that really clearly. We're parked outside of a school down in Melbourne. It was raining, and it was a really heated conversation because you were just getting so confused and frustrated, but you were talking so much. But if we have just a casual conversation and trying to brainstorm something, you will go very quiet. Mm. And it was just really interesting. And then, yeah, I think that was just the moment for us where we realized there's a lot more to our relationship than just having conversations.
Yeah.
It's having them the way that works for both of us.
Yeah. And I don't remember the story at all. I wish I did, because it would be helpful, I think, to be able to reflect on. But it would really have been easy, I guess, for that to have played out differently and for me to just have been frustrated and you to have been annoyed, because you're just like, well, I don't know why I'm not talking. Stop getting mad at me for not talking. And then us to have finished the night that way and then not come back to it and not understood, and that it's just an annoyance that's sitting there.
Mm.
And I think that that's something that happens in relationship easily all the time. And it does happen to us.
Yeah.
All the time in different ways. I think every couple's going to have a different thing that they're kind of a little blind to, maybe. Mm. But that's how you can see these patterns start, where somewhere there was a lack of communication, a lack of understanding, a lack of a moment of being like, why is this happening? Rather than the emotion of what's going on, thinking about what is it that's like impacting each of us right now in this conversation to have this reaction, removing yourself a little bit. And so I'm really grateful for those moments that we've had when we've had them. And then, like I said, we would have blind spots that we just do not recognize all the time. Mm. And I don't even know what they are, because they're blind spots. But yeah, I think you get like a lot of the stories that we're going to talk about, you can probably kind of play it back. And that's, again, part of this muscle that we're exercising, playing it back to see what does communication breakdown look like and how it might have happened and how maybe it can be communicated through and addressed. But yeah,
I think as well, though, like through this process, it hasn't just been a matter of how do we have a disagreement well.
Mm.
It hasn't just been that. Like, it's about making each other like better.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's helping each other grow and be better. And like, so a recent conversation that we've had was you coming to me about the topic of, you know, me isolating myself more recently, you know? And I think the thing is, like, I don't see that. And that's the beauty of it, is like, all right, cool, I can get offended by that. I'm like, oh, Amy, whatever. But in reality, what happened was, because I think we had that space, we've created that space to be able to share and to speak into those things, I didn't receive it like that. And then the conversation was less about the issue and more about trying to understand why
it's happening. Yeah.
Why it's happening. Cause I don't know. I didn't have those answers. And so, yeah, like, we're looking at it, it's like, all right, well, I'm tired, man. Like, at the end of the work week, I'm tired. I don't have energy. I'm kind of not in a place to socialize. But then we identify, all right, cool, that's fair. But this is the ramifications from me doing that, you know. But also, even in a bigger scale, like, I don't know what it is. I feel like guys tend to go more introverted as we get older, and women get more extroverted. Mm. It's really strange, but I can completely see it in some of my friends too.
Mm.
And I've actually had chats with my friends about this as well.
Mm.
Is that like recently after you brought up with me? Yeah, exactly. I had conversations with my friends and they were identifying it in themselves, and their partners have brought it up with them as well. And I think it helps us press into those issues rather than run away from it.
Yeah.
Again, I can have a real flight mentality in a tricky situation, but I think that you've helped me move away from that through the way that you are able to bring stuff up about me. And you know me, though, like, you know the things that I want to, like, the type of dad I want to be, the type of husband I want to be, the type of man I want to be. And now it's us working towards that.
And it'd be easy to point things out like that in a frustrated way, because it does make me sad that that's what you've been doing. It doesn't frustrate me, so that's maybe a bad example, but it could be easy for my sadness to turn into annoyance or confusion and like almost like resentment in some way if I didn't work on that and if I wasn't really aware. But at this stage, it's something that I'm glad we've been able to talk through, and it's less of like a, why is Blair doing this? And like, why is Blair doing this?
Yeah.
This isn't Blair.
Mm.
This is weird.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
Which we'll probably talk about more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But again, I think a matter of this is, you know, I just hear a lot of people talking about like, oh, we're just completely opposite people. We're not the same people, you know, and that's why the relationships break down. I'm like, dude, you and I are nearly completely yeah. opposite, you yeah. know, and I think that's where I've been so thankful for the foundations of our relationship, doing the internship together, doing mission trips together. Like we had that real intense time of like, you know, we're running a youth program together, and that was that had some tense moments yeah. because we are so different. Yeah. And it was like, all right, we've got two options. Either we end it or like we suck it up and we work on this. Mm. And like what we were quickly able to realize is that Amy's strengths are actually my weaknesses and vice versa, mm. you know, and we really started to complement each other to the point of like, what's that now? 11 years later, yeah. since we started, you know, started dating 11 years later. And, you know, with my work, one of the first things I push for is for Amy to work with me, because I know that I need Amy on my teams. Like I run, even before you started working with me, like mm-hmm. recently, I always ran stuff by you because I just knew what you brought to the table, and I needed that with me because I'm so reliant on that now mm-hmm. in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. Like not in a, I think it's a healthy way.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, okay.
No, it is. It is. It's like a team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
A well-oiled machine.
This is where you talk about how I strengthen you and I make you a better person.
You do. Stuff. I'm sure you do. You do, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of that is in structure and organization.
Yeah, so I'm joking. You don't have to actually go into it because now I'm feeling awkward. That I'm not telling
Blair's
you to do that.
Blair's a really lovely man. And yeah. He has some strengths. And
this is what I've been waiting for 11 years.
He doesn't need affection and encouragement from anybody. And he's good. He brings me structure and motivation and makes me finish things tries to help me finish things that I start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would a regular chit chat look like?
Regularly, a chit chat will look like us talking about probably something that we've been workshopping that week, something that's been on our minds that week. It doesn't have to be necessarily our thing. It could be something that we've been talking about that's not our journey, I guess, but has been of a conversation. It could also be kind of more practical things, like we could go through like a family values process or kind of the more practical exercises, I guess, for strengthening relationships. So it could really be anything, but mostly just it's like us working on our stuff instead of always the podcast being focused on us working on other people's stuff, because that's not really the heart behind it. And we are definitely far from established. We've got a lot of things to work through as well. So we're really excited about this opportunity to share a bit of that journey with you guys as well.
Yeah, and we really want to invite you guys in on this conversation, not into the conversation, well, into the conversation. And we want to hear from you guys too.
Like 100%. Because
we love those challenges. Like what are some conversations do you think that we should have? Because we'd love to do that on the episodes, either chit chats or the regular episodes, or whatever else. But yeah, so sign up to our website and you'll have options to submit questions, or on our socials as well. You can submit questions on that too.
Also email us at honeyweneedtochat@gmail.com. Any questions or stories that you want us to talk about, and it'll all be anonymous.
Yeah.
We guarantee it.
Hmm.
Yeah, but we would love to hear from you guys too, because it's not a one-way conversation. It's not a one-sided conversation, I should say. That's all I've got to say about that. So this has been chit chat. And if we say it fast enough, it's going to sound kind of funny.
Chit
chat.
Welcome to chit chat.
Welcome to chit chat.
It's good.
We need to chit chat?
We chatted.
Yeah.
Chat's over.
We chitted.
We chitted and we chatted.
Yeah, we did.
And then
we got there. No. But we don't need to talk about that.
No.
Anyway, thank you for joining us for our first ever chit chat, and we want to hear from you guys.
Bye.
Bye.